let's see if it actually recorded, or if we just recorded an hour of static.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Sneaky Dragon. I'm Ian Boothby.
And I'm David Dedrick.
And we're here at the Hell Kitty Studios in Vancouver, Canada, enjoying a brief burst of good weather. Very, very, very quick, and then it went away.
It went away, but very cold weather, yes. I think, is what you're forgetting to mention.
Yeah, our weather is as they used to say in the ancient Zen times. I think the Zen times, that was Jurassic, and then Zen, and then Middle Ages. As they used to say during the Zen times, it's the yin and the yang.
The yin
and
the yang.
You get the sun, but when we get the sun here in town, it's freezing, bitter cold, as if to go, the sun brings the cold. And in ancient days, people would curse the sun and go, sun, get ye back.
That's right.
We need ye heat.
It freezes the yang off.
That's right. If your yang falls off, that is a Canadian winter. How are you, Dave?
Really good. Really good.
You know what? I was thinking maybe because we were talking earlier that neither of us have gotten much sleep, that this episode, we could just call it Sleepy Dragon.
Sleepy Dragon.
Yeah. I'm not 100% convinced this is not a dream. At one point during this show, I'm going to try to fly.
All right.
And I keep double checking.
Wow. It'll be like an episode of The White Shadow? What was that show called? No, The White...
Okay, The White Shadow was about a white guy who taught an inner-city group of kids basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So he flew in that...
No.
He was a flying... Are you confusing it with The Flying Nun?
There was this episode where one of the characters
The Greatest American
Hero. Was sort of the equipment manager.
Okay.
And he sort of was in very many shows, so you didn't know anything about him. And then one episode, he jumped off a roof and died because he was on PCP.
Oh, yeah. That happened a lot in the 70s. Mm-hmm. People would try acid, or they would try a PCP, or a very strong, like a Tylenol 3. And the first thing you would do is go, I can fly. And apparently you can't fly.
You can't fly on Tylenol
3. On drugs.
Tylenol 4, you can fly. Mm. Tylenol 3, nope.
Speaking of people who can fly, they give you bad advice that hurts you as children. Apparently a lot of kids jumped off roofs thinking they were Superman or could fly like Superman.
A friend of mine who was in the hospital shared a room with a boy who had jumped off his shed roof and broken his arm.
Oh, wow.
Under that misapprehension.
Did they bring him? Like, if you're a doctor and you're doing triage and you're trying to go, was this child a victim of child abuse or did they jump off a roof? If they are wearing a cape...
Yes,
perhaps.
That's
it was
a towel. In this case, he had a towel on.
A towel on.
Yeah.
Though sometimes abusive parents will tie a towel around their child's
neck.
Wow,
that's a good idea.
It really is.
Tips for abusive parents.
Well,
is this a new section of Sneaky Dragon?
That's right.
Okay.
How to cover up the
abuse. I'll bring something next week.
But I was watching an episode of Superman when I was a kid, and Superman has the power of flight, heat vision. He's got too many powers, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they kept... padding, so many powers. But in one episode, he was in a locked room, and he couldn't get through the wall, apparently. I don't know why. Maybe, lost his powers of some such, or maybe the walls were made of something.
These things happen.
Yeah, they do. And he was taught by, I think, a yogi or someone that, you know what, you can...
To steal picnic baskets? I didn't even say it right.
You did.
Fail.
Go ahead. Take two.
He was taught. Oh, forget it. Just go on.
Look, Yogi Bear had a terrible stutter. Everyone made fun of Yogi stutter, including Boo Boo. And you know, Yogi was
His name was Boo, but it was Yogi who changed it to Boo Boo because of his terrible stutter.
Terrible stutter. His name was Boo. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And did you see the episode of Yogi Bear where he went, "Look, I'm a bear. It's enough that I can fucking talk." And the ranger just shut up, and they all walked away and had an awkward moment.
Ranger Rick. Yogi said more like Ranger Dick.
Well, that would be good if his name was Ranger Rick.
It wasn't?
Ranger Smith.
Oh, where did I get the idea it was Ranger Rick?
I don't know. Rick Smith. Isn't that the ranger? Isn't that the lead guy in Walking Dead? Anyway, I'm not sure, but we have gotten way off topic.
Superman, topic was.
He's in a locked room.
Yep.
With only southern exposure. What color is the bear? That is not the thing we're doing right now.
Okay.
He's in a locked room.
Mm-hmm.
And someone tells him, anyone can walk through a wall. You just have to believe you can. So Superman believes it enough and walks through the wall and then saves the day.
Is this a recent one or is this an old one?
No, this was like the sort of late 50s, like George Reeve.
Wow.
Is it Reeve or Reeves?
George Reeves? I think that's right.
Reeves. Okay. Heard a lot of dirty stories about that guy once, but that's not for this podcast. No matter how explicit we say the
listeners. Well, no, that's for another segment of the show later on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Sneaky Dirty. Dragon After Dark.
Sneaky Dragon After Dark. Yeah. That's right.
But
where we're
so
surrounded
anyway.
By beautiful ladies.
Where are we getting those from?
I don't know.
There is a ballet studio across the way. We'll talk. So as a kid, I went, you can walk through a wall. So I spent a lot of time pressed up against a wall really hard with my nose smushed against the wall, just trying to will myself to pass through it. And you feel when you get that nose pushing against the wall, I'm going through it. But you are not going through it.
No, you're not going through it.
No.
Lucky you didn't try and run through it.
Oh, like the Flash.
Thinking maybe if I was really fast and could vibrate my molecules, I could then vibrate through the molecules of the wall. I don't really understand. Even saying that, it doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. It feels like what David is talking about right now is because some of our audience are not nerds. That's probably unlikely. That's probably very unlikely. If you're not a nerd, please contact us.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
You're talking about the Flash. You're talking specifically about the Barry Allen Flash. He would run and vibrate and pass through matter.
This is different than the Rick Smith Flash.
That's right.
Okay.
That guy was the Golden Age Flash. You're right. But it sounds like he's
Golden Age Flash. So he was really old.
A sieve. Like it sounds like he's flour going through a sieve. You know, and you just got to shake the sieve, and the Flash will go through it. That makes no sense at all. And
it doesn't.
By the way, you're the Flash. Go around the wall. You've got all the time. What are you going running through a wall for? What's your problem?
Well, he can run up a building.
Yeah, he can run up a building. He can run on water. The surface tension of water. What can't the Flash do? Is the name of our next podcast. It's just like every week we'll go. What can't the Flash?
That's
do?
That's our next segment.
Balance his budget. Find true love.
He can't. Yeah, he can't spell.
Have a successful comic series.
Ooh, he went there.
Yeah, I don't think the Flash has ever had a really big hit.
Not even in the '60s.
No, he's one of those guys like Aquaman. Like he's better. He's more successful than Aquaman. But Wonder Woman, Aquaman, the Flash, never really. You know, people know of them, but it's not. Yeah, and they like them, but they've never been. You know, X-Men or Batman.
Well, it's kind of like Kate Beaton says in Hark a Vagrant, where she's drawing Wonder Woman, and she just mentions that she was kind of invented to fight Nazis, and now what?
She was more invented to get spanked.
Really? By Nazis?
Yeah, she got spanked a lot. Well, Wonder Woman, the original Wonder Woman comics, if you go look at them, they're just bondage fetish fantasy comics.
She was fighting Nazis. While being tied up.
Coincidentally. She wasn't always fighting Nazis. She'd go to like a tropical
island.
I'm
suddenly more interested in them.
I mean, she loses her powers. I mean, you get your Superman, he loses his powers through kryptonite. And to really rub it in that his planet blew up. That's kind of mean. And Batman loses his powers when you talk about how nice it is to have parents. Then Batman goes to a corner and cries. Aquaman dries out. Flash has no weaknesses because that's wrong. Green Lantern, yellow.
Flash's weakness is standing still.
Yeah, he's got.
If he's just standing there, yeah. If he's just standing, that's his weakness.
That is. Yeah, exactly. But Wonder Woman, to get rid of her powers, one, you take off her girdle because she gets her strength from her girdle.
Really?
Yes. Otherwise, she's got a big pudge on her. Like if you ever see her without the girdle, she's like, "Don't look at me." And she's not too bad, but it's the freshman 15.
I know
what
you mean.
She's packing it on. But you know what? The outfit is not flattering if you've got a couple extra pounds on you. The stars spread.
Right.
All of a sudden, you look like the old flag.
That's right. There's a circle of yeah.
But to get rid
you look of like old, an exp- you look like a model of the expanding universe.
That's right. Yeah. Carl Sagan comes out and goes, "Huh?" That was my Carl Sagan impression. Huh?
There are billions and billions of calories. Go on.
So Wonder Woman, to get rid of her powers, you have to bind her wrists together because she's got those bracelets, which are actually like cuffs. Like they're to show like we were bound once by man, but we are free.
Oh, okay.
But if you bind them again, the powers go bye-bye, and then everyone ends up getting a good spanking. That's the way it went in the old comics. You know, and she would then tie up the bad guys, and you tell me the truth. You've got no choice but to do exactly what I say.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very Wonder Woman. This is the problem with Wonder Woman is like over the years, they've tried to make her a feminist icon, which is great. That's fine. That's a way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a fetish icon back in the day. It's like having Betty Page now. Like you had a Betty Page thing and went like, but we're not doing any of the fetish stuff.
Okay.
It's just Betty Page talking about your rights.
Instead of being spanked with a brush, she's just brushing her hair.
Oh, there was a lot of spanking with a brush. Her best friend was Etta Candy, and there was constant spanking between
Etta Candy?
Etta? candy, as in I ate a lot of candy.
Okay, so she's a heavier girl.
She was, because she did not have the girdle.
She did not have the girdle.
But if she put the girdle on...
Or is that right?
Yeah.
Curvy.
I assume. She never wore it, as far as I know.
We can't. We have no evidence of that.
But she should have. Where did we start on this conversation?
No idea.
Once again, this is probably all a dream. So right. I don't care what I say.
We feel no responsibility at all in this show.
None
at all.
None whatsoever.
Although, speaking of, I don't even know how this comes up, but I was looking
spontaneously.
Spontaneously, just like the rest of the show. I was looking
and
on the...
segue.
To this, I was looking at the Facebook page, and I saw a mention
Our
on
Facebook
there.
Page?
Yes.
Very good.
The Sneaky Dragon page. On Facebook, www. I don't even know the Facebook.
Yeah, thing. And by the way, look, it's 2012. You don't have to say www anymore.
But it's so fun.
It's like saying, you know, on your computer. You can, yeah, it's fun to say, go ahead.
HTTP colon.
Is it forward slash or backslash?
Forward slash.
All right.
www. I don't even know.
If you go backslash, then that's the Satan web.
It's forward slash.
Okay.
Forward slash.
You just looked at the computer.
Yes, it
that's
did.
That's not fair at all.
I noticed on there that it said that you had been signed up for 3 more episodes of Sneaky Dragon.
That's right. 2 after this one. This one and then 2 more. My agent, Morty Bernstein, he was negotiating my contract week to week.
Okay.
I don't want to brag, but I've had a lot of other offers.
You've had other podcast offers.
Other podcast offers. There's a Burn Notice podcast, fan podcast, that's been courting me.
Is that right?
Oh, the Burn Noticers. They got a great little podcast over there.
They're all over you. That show's hot.
That's what the show's called.
This show's hot.
Yeah, it's a Burn Notice fan podcast called This Show's Hot.
This show's hot.
Yeah, and okay. And so they've been courting me. But no, I've signed on, and I'm fully committed. I know I'm checking my messages constantly during this, and I apologize for that. But if you just excuse me for a second. Siri, do I have any messages? No, I'm good. I'm back.
You're back. Siri. Because it's just strange because I am signed up for 15 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, like, you're American.
Oh, okay. So that's a different...
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
a different
that's
law.
That's how it works, yeah.
Obviously, I have a terrible agent.
Yeah. Well, at least you're employed.
I
mean, that's the thing. That's job security. Whereas Canada, we do things very, very differently up here.
Well, we can talk about it later. Like, because I'm getting 0.00001% of the merchandising. That's my
Are you talking about thing. The video game or the action figures?
T-shirts.
Oh, the T-shirts.
Are there video games?
No.
Okay, because then I was kind of worried. I just think maybe I'm... Okay, well, here's the thing. I am also in negotiation with another podcast.
Oh, well. It's the first I've heard of
it's
it. Okay.
It's a Twilight fan podcast called Sparkle Pants.
Mm-hmm. Wait, actually...
You're not buying this story.
No, I am. In fact, one second. Siri, download Sparkle Pants podcast. What are you up to now? 57 episodes? Episode 57. We're going to play you a clip right now of Sparkle Pants, episode 57. And this is, I believe, Dave did. I'm just going to start it at the very beginning of the podcast, get a little sample of that. Sparkle Pants, Twilight podcast, fan podcast. This is Dave Dedrick on Sparkle Pants.
Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to Sparkle Pants. This week, we're going to be talking. It's a whole new subject this week. It's called... Isn't Edward dreamy? Well, actually, okay, it's not a whole new subject. Actually, we've been talking about it now. This is going to be part... This is the 57th show. This is part 56 of our Isn't Edward dreamy segment of the show. And I'm going to read some letters from various fans of Twilight, and they're all in agreement with me that Edward is just the dreamiest.
Okay, that sounded great. Like, Dave, I feel bad telling you this.
Yeah.
But I also do a Twilight podcast.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to just play you a clip. Of mine. Here we go. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Twilight Zone. I'm Ian Boothby, and we're going to be talking about Twilight and some of the scenes that were cut out of the movie. Again, as you know, I'm a big fan of Brad the Mummy, who was the love interest that really didn't make the cut in the movie. But you know, I think Brad really had a lot of love to give, and frankly, of the other two. You know, they're just too needy, but you know what? Brad plays it cool. So if you're a fan of Brad the Mummy, just go to our Facebook page. I love you, Mummy. And that was a clip of our podcast.
Well, that's really good. I like how you cracked yourself up on your podcast.
Oh, cool. You know what? I actually hate that. I hate people that laugh at their own jokes on podcasts.
Is that right?
I think that is absolutely it shows unprofessionality.
Yeah, it's a lack of professionalism. I agree.
Oh, that's
you.
Even a better way of putting it. That actually is grammatically correct.
Yes,
I hate bad grammar, and I hate people laughing at their own jokes.
Yes, it's terrible.
I hate also people faking fake podcasts in the middle of their own podcast.
How about chuckling at their own jokes? Is that okay?
That's okay. A chuckle, a guffaw, a giggle, a snort.
That's fine.
Wasn't that the name of a breakfast cereal?
Yes.
Back in the day?
It was.
It was, wasn't
it? It had
it?
Marshmallow pieces in it.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, it was the one with marshmallow pieces. That's how you know what cereal it was, because it's the one with marshmallow in it.
Yeah, yeah. Unlike all the other breakfast cereals.
What makes the cut for breakfast cereals that, okay, how far does breakfast cereals have to go before it's just a bar of chocolate? Like, what's the difference between, like, a box of marshmallow cookies and, say, Cookie Crisp cereal? Like, what's you know, if you've already got cereals with marshmallows, okay, you've got cereals that are just freaking cookies. You've got there's an Oreo cereal out there.
Yep.
What's the difference, like, between the two? Like, at what point do you have to go, fuck it, we're just cookies?
Here's the difference.
Okay.
Here's the difference. A bowl and milk.
What if you're drinking a glass of milk?
Different.
Okay, what if I put...
That's not a bowl.
All right. I take a...
But if you're drinking a bowl of milk, you're going to ask me? That is treating a bowl like a glass.
Okay, what if I take a bag of Dad's oatmeal cookies and I pour it in a bowl?
Yep.
Can I now call this a bowl of oatmeal?
Yes.
I find that to be wrong.
No, it's true.
I find that to be every kind of
if
wrong.
If you took a bag of Dad's cookies and put it in a bowl. And
to our American and listeners elsewhere in the world. I keep saying American, but we have listeners
all over
the world. Australia, Europe,
yep.
Paraguay.
Nope.
No?
No.
Oh, did we lose the Paraguayan?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, because of all the Paraguayan jokes last time?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're all, you know what they are.
They're very sensitive.
They are very, yeah, that's how you put it. They are very sensitive. Anyway, Dad's cookies are a very hard oatmeal cookie. Like, imagine a stale oatmeal cookie. Mm-hmm. And you take, say, do you like raisins in your cookie? No. Anything you put in a cookie to cut the oatmealishness, those are removed, and they leave them to get as hard as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that, please continue.
If you took those cookies that, yes, are hard, if you put them in a bowl, added milk, got a spoon, and ate them, that's cereal.
All right. If I take a steak and I put it in a bowl and I throw milk on it, is that cereal?
No.
Why?
It's not a cookie.
Oh, so it's only cookies.
Well, I think, you know, according
what
to you...
I take a box of Ritz crackers, put it in a bowl, put some milk on it.
No.
Do I now have a cereal?
No, I wouldn't think so.
What's the difference?
I would say...
Sir, I ask you, what's the difference?
What's the difference? Well, okay, let's start from your original premise.
Okay.
Which was, what is the difference between cookie and cereal?
Indeed. Okay.
You did not say steak and cereal.
Nope.
The difference between steak and cereal is one is steak and the other is cereal.
All right.
That's a big difference.
I have to agree with that.
You didn't ask me what is the difference between crackers and cereal. I would say to you, crackers aren't good in milk. Great in soup.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic with cream cheese. Correct?
Yeah. Let me flip this and say, have you ever tried a cracker in milk?
No.
Well, I think, sir,
have you tried
you
a cracker?
Do not know what you are talking about
have
today.
Have you tried a cracker in milk?
Sir, I do not, but I'm not saying that it wouldn't. In the land of hypotheticals, I am going with the idea that it is possible. You are going into the land of hypotheticals and you are saying no. And, sir, I say you have no evidence to that a cracker would not be delicious with milk. Why would a salty treat not be good with milk? Milk is sweet. I think that would cut the saltiness. Sir, back to you.
Milk is not that sweet. And I have a feeling this
milk is pretty sweet.
This conversation is going about as far as our conversation about paragay marriage last week.
I think Stephen Harper put an end to that this week.
That's true. Well, Supreme Court did, actually. Yeah, not Stephen Harper.
It's weird that, well, it's the Harper government, so it covers it all.
Oh, you just blame the Supreme Court.
No, I know. I just say that, like, Stephen Harper, our Prime Minister Stephen Harper, and this is an actual thing, it used to be the Canadian government, but it's now being called the Harper government.
Oh, okay.
So I feel that
anything that happens
in the government,
at that level,
you slap your name on it. If you call this Dave Dedrick's Canada, then anything that happens in it is your business. Normally I would say, like, yeah, you're right. He's not to blame for that. That's the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court.
You're right. But if it's the Harper government and the Supreme Court is part of the government, then I'm sorry to Harper and that's,
well, I think
that's mumble talk for today.
I think officially the Supreme Court is not part of government.
Oh, is that correct?
Wouldn't they be a separate group? Like, they would be separate, supposedly separate. I'm using quotes around air quotes around everything I'm saying here.
That is a good
in
question.
Government. Wouldn't the Supreme Court be separate from the government? Because you do not want the government, you don't hopefully want the government, air quotes, having control over the Supreme Court.
I think that's
not
the
to
case,
say that
the
by,
case in the States. I'm not sure if that is the case in Canada.
Well,
but
in both cases, you have a party, you know, appointing people to the court, so they can stack it in their favor. I think still that it's a separate group.
It's a good question. I wish we had Schoolhouse Rock in Canada to explain the separation of government policy. I do know that everyone involved in the government and
needs
the Supreme
elbow
Court
room.
And all the senators have to live in the same house. I know that happens in Canada. They live in the one big house, and there's cameras everywhere, including the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And it is the only show on Canadian TV that is actually successful.
Yeah, it's called Big Bother.
That's right.
That's right. And they all live in the same. They all have these sort of conflicts with each other. And then they interview and they go into a room and then they talk to the camera in there.
Right. And Larry Campbell is the sassy one.
Always.
Oh, he's so sassy. And he's so like wearing sassy. That towel all the time. It's like, you know it's going to slip off. Why are you waving your hands around so much? Oh, it slipped off again. And then the ratings go up. So you can't argue with that. You can't argue. The guy knows how to like make the show good. Yeah. And like how many, How many showers does the Governor General need to take? You know, it's just...
That is a good question. I don't think it's been answered yet.
But if it does get answered, we will get back to you. Part of our show is to educate people around the world on how Canada
That's
works.
That's right. About how Canada works and about Canadian political figures like Peter Snooky McKay, well-known party animal and sort of...
Snooker player.
Big Bother sort of slut, if you like, if that's a word that we can use. Sort of.
Oh, you can use the word easy, slut. Absolutely. We've gotten explicit. Look, if we don't use controversial terms, like if we don't swear and use degrading terms, then we're going to lose our explicit warning. Oh, completely. They police these podcasts for explicity. It's ridiculous.
And so they're always looking for explicit content.
Well, our second episode, we did not swear.
We did.
Did we?
Yeah, you swore.
I swore, but I swore using a Canadian expression, which was, oh, polar bears, which here, because polar bears are sacred, it's sort of like connected with a spirit bear.
That's right.
Oh, you can't swear and say, oh, spirit bears. Oops, geez. No. Okay, we can't. All right, that I'm in trouble for saying that. But to the American audience and to the rest of the world, we did not swear. And so we almost lost our explicit warning.
We almost did.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you polar bear fucker. Whoops.
Oh, no, that's pretty. No. You know what? Because you did not use polar bear as the swear term.
Oh, okay.
If you said, oh, you fucking polar bear.
That would be different. Yeah. Okay.
And if you went, oh, you fucking spirit bear. Oh, geez. Okay, wait a second. I'm putting a nickel in the hate crime jar.
This language is making me nervous.
Is it?
Yeah.
As nervous as a spirit bear.
Ooh, you use that word.
No, I used it nervous as a spirit bear. It's not degrading to spirit bears.
Okay, that's fine.
If I used it in a sexual context, like you're as nervous as a spirit bear that's about to be fucked by a polar bear. Oh, another hate crime.
Yes, put that in there.
Another nickel in the hate crime jar.
Dear me.
By the way, we should.
Why did that Paraguayan listener stop?
Marketing wise, I think we should market hate crime jars.
Hate crime jars.
Yeah, and if you commit a hate crime, you just put a nickel in the hate crime jar, and at the end of the year, you buy someone that you hate crime something nice.
We couldn't work that into T-shirts.
Look, what's with the T-shirts? What year is this? I know you used to work at the Dog's Ear. I know you were like you're used to pushing T-shirts, and someone would come in and go, "Can I have my name on it? What's your name? My name's Carrie. Oh, do you want some more letters? You know, and you'd have to upsell.
That's right.
You know, and then the Dog's Ear turned into that all you can eat popcorn stand. That really did happen in Vancouver. Actually, the Dog's Ear left, which was a T-shirt.
And became Colonels.
It wasn't Colonels. It was a different place before Colonels.
Okay.
And then it was all the would you like a wasabi popcorn? Would you like and the big seller there was eggs and bacon. Which
popcorn?
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely no.
No, that's
top
wrong.
Top drawer, no.
You cannot eat popcorn for breakfast.
Yeah, if there was a lineup for no, I would get into that lineup. I don't care how long it was. You know, the lineup for yes is just too long, and like two people long, and the lineup for no is around the corner. Dude, I'm still getting in
lineup. Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, even if I've got to catch a bus, I'm still getting in the no lineup. I'm missing my bus.
I'm with you, but I'll come later. You stand in the no line for a while, and then I'll come and join you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we did with the last Twilight movie, and you showed up at the very last second.
I did.
And I don't think that was appropriate.
It was very convenient. I don't think I paid you for the ticket you got me either. I'll get you later.
No, I paid for that. I paid for that big time seeing that movie. Damn. When you were mentioning Edward earlier, I was like, who's the other guy? I was trying to do a
Jacob,
joke.
Jacob.
Is that right?
Jacob is the werewolf.
Jacob Marley.
Jacob is the werewolf
is that,
character.
That was from Jacob Marley from like Christmas Carol. Is that the tie-in?
That's
the
tie-in.
So he's a werewolf that later becomes a ghost that becomes redeems ghost. Scrooge.
Yes.
Oh. So he's a doubler. He's a werewolf ghost.
Is that a real word?
Doubler?
Yeah.
Sure.
He's a doubler.
He's a doubler. Well, if you're two things, then you're a doubler. If you're, say, a mummy and you get bitten by a werewolf,
then you
are a werewolf mummy and you're a doubler. If you're a vamp, like it happens quite often, a vampire and a werewolf will bite each other and they'll become doublers.
But they bite all right. What if this doubler lived in Ireland?
What are you saying,
Dave? In a particular town called Dublin.
Okay. I was going to go, everyone else looking down the road and seeing this joke coming? Oh, yeah, there it comes.
I was letting you go for it. I was just saying.
Oh, were you setting me up?
I was sort of setting you up. But if you don't want to take it, that's fine.
My pitch went through.
I threw you a softball and you watched it fly by.
Speaking of mummies, did you ever see the movie The Mummy? Mm-hmm. The first movie, The Mummy?
Are you asking me to remember it? I did see it.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you to remember one scene that was okay. The worst scene in the movie, The Mummy. With Brendan Fraser?
Brendan Fraser, yeah.
Okay.
Canadian actor.
I'm upset about names right now. I'm trying to be good because last episode, as you called me on our webpage, not our Facebook page, but our proper sneakydragon.com webpage, I confused Billy Van with Bobby Van.
You did.
And I felt quite bad about that. Two very distinctly different performers.
They're pretty similar names, so I could see where the confusion would arise.
Yeah, it's odd that now Billy Van, who was the musical guy?
Bobby Van.
And Bobby Van was the host of Make Me Laugh.
Yes.
That seems strange. Wouldn't it seem like Billy Van, who's the comedian, would be the guy who would host Make Me Laugh?
Yeah, but I think Bobby Van wasn't just a musical actor, star of stage and screen. He's also a master of schmarm. And so that put him, you know, right in Make Me Laugh's ballpark. You know,
I could go for a schmarm. He could swim right for the bleachers. Now, a nice hot schmarm.
Well, I think. Well, if you go to our Sneaky Dragon page, or if you go to our website, you can see Frank Zappa on Make Me Laugh, and it's quite interesting to watch his deadpan demeanor, his, you know, rather cool demeanor, with first, you know, kind of smashing up like an iceberg hitting the Titanic against Bobby Van's, you know, kind of old Hollywood schmarm.
Well, if you want
factor,
to see
it's interesting.
Any show that you see Frank Zappa on in the 70s or especially in the 80s, he seems pissed off to be there. Like, he's just there going like, why am I on this piece of shit show? What am I? But in a nice,
Frank, this
way.
Will be great for you. You got a new album on. This will be awesome. Like, go on there. Get a promote. Shake Your Beauty. Get on to Make Me Laugh. The guys will love it. I mean, the kids will go crazy for it. It's going to be a big hit.
And to be fair, on Make Me Laugh, if he did look happy, he would lose, and he would lose money for the people in the audience. So
that's true.
That's fair. But yeah, I've seen him on, you can look up a couple of clips of him on the Alan Thicke show, not happy to be there. You know, just like, this is all crap, you know?
Yeah, well,
and he's not wrong.
He was, I was going to say, he said, I don't mind this Canadian show. Oh, it's going to be great for you, Frank. You're going to the town, you got to go on the show and do it. It's great. Although, to be fair to the guy who I'm impersonating, who sounds like such a goofball, Shake Your Booty, the album he was promoting on Make Me Laugh, was a hit album for Frank Zappa. Mm-hmm. And probably one of the very last, besides that one, the Valley Girl song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was so popular.
I guess you got to count that one, sure.
Ship Arriving Too Late or whatever the album's called.
Oh, well, you're our music expert. I'm not going to...
It's something like that.
All right, we'll put up
a... It's a drawing. You know the drawing? Remember people used to do those drawings and you'd just draw like a couple of dashes and squiggles on a piece of paper and then you'd say, what is that? And then you'd be like, ship arriving too late because you have a drowning witch.
Yeah, this was...
You'd be like, oh, hilarious.
This was before the internet and we had to make do...
Before we...
Scraps of paper, yeah.
And we had to be creative, unlike now.
Oh, I think it's not.
Because, you know, there's no creativity left. You go on the internet...
Yep.
Go on YouTube.
Okay.
Show me creativity there. Show me people making their own videos.
I will.
Show me. No, creativity's gone. It's gone. The computers have ruined everything.
Yep.
Like, look, go on there. Like, comics.
Penicillin's ruined.
What has computers?
Hospitals.
What has computers killed? Comics. There's no comics left anymore. You go on there. You won't find anyone putting up their own comics.
That's right.
Doing daily or weekly comics. You won't find that on there at all.
It's killed irony.
It's apparently.
Yeah, apparently for me.
I have a monopoly.
Quick trivia question for you on the old Alan Thicke show, which was when I was a kid, I used to take a drink. Remember, if we talk about a childhood, so you got to take a drink. I used to skip out of school and I'd go down to Burnaby and Alan Thicke had a TV show there, a variety show, and I'd go there to watch comedy.
Yeah.
He then got picked up for a show called Thick of the Night, which he went. It was one of those shows that we're going to bury Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Did not bury Johnny Carson.
Then he was on a show called In the Thick of It.
That's right. Then Thick in the Head.
Thick in the Head.
Right. Thick this up.
And then his and this finally out. He was just Thick of It.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, who was his Ed McMahon on Thick of the Night?
Ed McMahon on Thick of the Night?
Yeah. On Thick of the Night. Who was his sidekick?
Oh, I should know that.
You should know that. He was, I think, on the Frank Zappa clip. You can see him. You can see him in there in the one that's on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, unless you...
Is it one of the comedians that he...
He is a comedian. That is true. He was a comedian. It's not Gilbert Gottfried, though Gilbert Gottfried was on that show as well as one of the recurring sketch performers.
No, I don't know. I don't know. You have to tell me.
Arsenio Hall.
Oh, really?
Yes. Arsenio Hall was his sidekick.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this was after the Arsenio Hall show crashed.
No,
he became a sidekick.
In no way, shape, or form. This was well before
that
occurred.
I'm mixing up the chronology.
No, how the Arsenio Hall show happened was Joan Rivers had a show who was going to bury Carson, and it did not.
Oh, no.
And then they had rotating hosts like Ross Schaefer from Almost Live. He quit Almost
Live. Oh, yeah, yeah.
To do
I remember
that
him
show.
Doing
and
that.
And then Arsenio Hall took over finally and then changed the name to Arsenio. And there you go.
That way they couldn't take the show from him.
No, and that's why.
Like, if you change it to Arsenio, then people are like, oh, well, just replace him. We can't. It's called Arsenio now. You can't just.
Dave, you just find another guy named Arsenio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Such a common name.
Yeah. And that's why the show is on the air to this day. The Arsenio Hall Show, longest running talk show on the air to this day, does not air on television or any other media, but he does do it in his basement still
every day.
Yeah. Have you ever seen him lately? It's not great.
And Frank Zappa is still appearing on it.
Yep. Yeah, wow. He's faked his death. Him and Tupac do a double act. So anyway, The Mummy. Back to The Mummy.
Okay,
we're going, The Mummy conversation returns. when the premise behind this mummy thing is, the mummy comes back to life.
Yeah.
And you go, I need body parts. So he gets, like, you know, one guy's legs or whatever, and he captures people and gets their body parts and gets more and more human looking as they go.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that he gets his eyes from, it's a gross scene. You know, it's like, no.
Well,
but he gets his eyes from the one guy who's wearing glasses.
Is that right?
The guy who's got glasses. It's the nerd. And I get that they're going for that, like, oh, I like the nerd. But, like, they get his – it's like, what are you, an idiot? What are you getting – the one guy who's got, you know,
bad myopic vision.
You know,
so does the mummy wear glasses through the rest of this?
This is what he should do. He's got...
That would be good.
That's what I think. Like, for the rest of the mummy films, whenever you see that mummy, it's like, that guy can't see worth shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what he needs. He needs to then pick up that pair of glasses, put them on.
That's right, he puts them on.
A mummy wearing glasses would be great. Like, a nerdy mummy that all the other mummies
The next scene, he's wearing suspenders.
That's right.
He's wearing a pocket protector.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Come on, guys. I'm a mummy. Just come on.
Well, a mummy isn't scary. Like, a traditional mummy isn't scary anyway. Like, it's scary to look at. Like, oh, geez. But he's a slow walker.
Mm-hmm.
You can get away from him.
Yeah.
You know, there's
relentless.
Because
they're
what?
A curse, right? They're a curse.
Right.
The mummy is a curse on you.
That's great. He can't drive a car. He can't drive a motorcycle.
No. Nope.
So you just make sure that you're at least
he doesn't have a
you
license.
Know, enough distance from the mummy at all times. Like, even if you go, oh, he's relentless. He caught up with me. I'm just going to walk farther away, you know?
Yeah.
Everything's relentless, you know?
That's true.
Life is relentless. You just get
life
away.
Life is relentless.
It is.
What a description of life.
It is.
Oh, so relentless. Will it never end?
Well, that's the thing. Let's go death. Death is relentless. It's going to catch up on you, but you can keep a couple of steps ahead of it.
Okay.
And you're going to be fine. The mummy is what I'm... The mummy is a terrible villain.
Do you realize by keeping a couple of steps ahead of death, you're heading right towards it?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like a circle. It gets smaller and smaller.
You can't get away.
Oh, it's a snake eating its own tail, which is called an...
Oh, we learned...
Abraxas?
No, that's the name of a Santana album.
Music expert.
That's what I'm here for. Not expert on snake eating tail.
That's right. Don't make me play a clip of your music podcast. So I got all your podcasts lined up here.
I got
them all here, and I'll play them.
Yep.
Should have come down too.
Yeah.
No, that's
might.
Yeah. The mummy is such a lame monster that even his cereal, Yummy Mummy, did not continue.
Yummy Mummy cereal.
That's right.
What flavor was that?
It was fruit.
A vanilla.
Not to be confused
was
with
a vanilla flavor.
Not to be confused with Fruit Brute.
Which
was another fruit werewolf based cereal.
Yeah, yeah.
You had your Count Chocula, your Frankenberry, your Boo Berry. Then you had Yummy Mummy and Fruit Brute. Yummy Mummy and Fruit Brute
were interchangeable.
That's right. I don't know what a zombie one would be. Zomb banana. I can't think of what.
I can't think of it.
No, but Yummy Mummy. You're right. It should have been vanilla. Good call.
Thank you.
Good call. Cereals have gone downhill. I would say creativity is still fine, but cereals, since kids started choking on things, have gone straight downhill. Because you can't have little plastic toys in them anymore, which was the whole damn point.
Yeah, that was the great fun of eating cereal.
Yeah, you'd get and sugar buzzed and then try to assemble something.
Yeah.
And it would be great.
Then you'd go to get the cereal out and it would all be swollen because I had reached into the box and had grabbed whatever. And not only that, the prize was in the cereal. It wasn't in the box.
Mm-hmm.
It was in with the cereal.
Yeah, later
so
it was
someone
at the side.
Took their grubby hand, reached down through the cereal.
Oh, a child would wash his hands.
Oh, before doing that. Of course they would.
First thing in the morning.
Oh, everyone's
after a nice light sleep.
Everyone's brother would wash their hands. Oh, yeah, of course.
Children love to wash their hands.
Oh, so yeah, they reach down.
Yeah.
You know, then you go to get the box and it would only look half full because it's so swollen because everything has shifted down to the bottom of the box.
Yeah, the cereal would look like it had a horrible
disease. It was a real horrible disease.
It would look like the box would look like it had syphilis.
Meanwhile, the honest brother, me,
From the biblical story, the honest brother.
That's right. Didn't get the prize, although he was faithfully eating the cereal towards the prize.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else swooped in, reached down through the cereal, snatched the prize, and all that left was a swollen box that could never quite fit in the cupboard properly.
Abraham said, "Ye, who did reach into the box?" And the kid with the oat covered hand went, "It was him, Father." I'm talking the sons of Abraham here.
Oh, okay.
And he pointed to the honest brother And that, the honest brother went, "Oh, I will defend my brother and step in for him. Yea, father, 'twas me." And then Abraham smote both the mm-hmm. brothers, for one for lying and the other for lying. And your lesson there was
being a sucker.
It's tough being a kid in the
Bible. It is. It is hard being a kid in the Bible.
Oh, if you're a kid in the Old Testament, that is a rough, rough road. There's things you're going to have to do as that kid. You're either going to get set on fire, or like you're going to have to sleep with your dad, or you're going to get turned to pepper. So many things. Do you know that story?
Turned to pepper?
Well, yeah. There was Lot's wife was turned to salt.
Salt, yeah.
And they edited out the scene where his son was turned to pepper.
That's right. Okay.
And that's why they call him a man for all seasonings.
Oh.
That is so close to a friend of mine's joke that I feel a little bad about that.
Yes.
I feel bad about it on many levels.
I feel bad about it, and I didn't even say it.
As well you should.
I don't really know much about the Bible, just from what I saw in the musical.
The musical?
My favorite song being Gomorrah, Gomorrah. Sorry.
I saw the sequel, Sodom Yankees. You wouldn't want to know what those guys had to do to win the pennant.
No.
Sliding into third, and I don't know why. When they made a home run, not so good. You're listening to Bible Chat.
That's right.
Dave and my podcast. If we called this Bible Chat, we'd get a lot more hits.
We would. Changing the name.
Yeah, sneak.
Sneaky Dragon Bible Chat.
Are there any dragons in the Bible? Anything in the Book of Revelation? Any dragons?
Seven-headed serpent comes out of the water.
Yeah, seven-headed serpent, but does it breathe fire?
I don't know.
Do you technically have to breathe fire to be a dragon?
No.
Is that one of the
I don't think you have to breathe fire to be a dragon.
At your dragon job interview.
No, you don't have to breathe fire to be a dragon.
Yeah. Mr. Puff.
Because did St. George...
I have your resume here, and it seems that you've got wings, and mm-hmm. you're a serpent, and you're enormous. But do you breathe fire?
You come from the land of Hanalei? Or no, maybe does a boy come from Hanalei or whatever it's called
Puff
in the song?
Magic dragon.
He lived by the sea.
In the land of Hanalei. He lived in Hanalei, yes.
He lived in Hanalei.
That's right. Is that near Honolulu?
You know...
Was it just mispronounced because he was so stoned?
Well, I hope that he didn't breathe fire because little Jackie Paper...
Oh.
...who came to the dragon. Mm-hmm. That didn't sound like a good combination. Fire-breathing dragon and a boy whose last name is Paper.
Yeah, some people say that song is about drugs. I think the sequel to it, with Little Sally Bong Hit, was a bit too on the nose.
That one was definitely banned on the radio.
Little Sally Bong Hit, hung around all day, ate some potato chips and watched Green...
Acres.
Yeah, Green... I was trying to think of a show that began with Green. Green Acres is good.
I couldn't think of a rhyme, though, for your...
Green Lantern TV series.
I couldn't... Green Lantern, it isn't... Was there a Green Lantern TV series?
There is now.
Oh, there is now?
Yes.
Man, I am so out of it.
No, you're not.
I am out of it.
No, you don't need to watch a Green Lantern. You know enough about Green Lantern. You don't need to watch more and get more information on Green Lantern. You're fully informed.
I know that he's allergic to yellow.
Yes. Well, okay. To get nerdy, I don't think he is anymore.
What?
I think they got rid of that. Here's the situation summed up in under 30 seconds.
He's irritated by purple.
He is a little bit because there is purple lanterns now.
Oh, really?
There's red lanterns, purple lanterns, orange lanterns. There are black lanterns. Those are zombie...
Green clovers.
Green clovers and blue diamonds. Unlucky Lantern Charms. That's the cereal. Yeah, no, Green Lantern. Here was the thing. Green Lantern has to charge his ring with a power battery, and there was a yellow impurity in the battery, and the yellow impurity meant he couldn't affect anything that was color yellow, but that was taken out because the yellow impurity was a character called Parallax, and Parallax possessed Green Lantern and made him evil, and he killed all the Green Lanterns.
Way more than anyone,
point.
Including
Later,
me, wants to know.
reboot! They've rebooted everything.
It's all new.
Forget it.
So
it's rebooted. It's fine. It's done.
He doesn't use a lantern to charge up his ring now?
Yes, he does use the lantern to charge up his ring. But
because that's the coolest part.
Golden Age Green Lantern, the Green Lantern before him, could not affect wood.
When he put his ring into the lantern, was there not a spot that was shaped like the ring for it to fit into?
No, he just put it nearby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always imagined that it had like this ring-shaped spot in the lantern and he kind of put it in it.
You mean, would it also be fist-shaped?
No. Wasn't his ring shaped like kind of like a lantern?
Yeah, it was shaped like
a lantern. So there's a lantern, an equivalent lantern shape in the, you know, in the lantern and he would plug
like
it into
that. Like a USB port.
Yeah.
And he would...
That's what I always imagined.
Go, oh, it's a firewire ring. Damn it. Why is this? It's not... It's an old one. I got a three and a half inch. No. I don't believe that is the case.
I don't really know where I would have heard of Green Lantern as a kid.
On the street.
He was all over.
Well,
everyone was talking about it all the time.
One, they would tell you where babies come from.
Yeah.
Two, they
definitely
would tell
that.
You a conspiracy theory about how the moon landing didn't happen.
Yep.
Three, you'd hear about Green Lantern.
A mean Linda McCartney joke.
Oh, yeah.
That was definite. And then Green Lantern.
That's right.
Wow.
First, babies come from.
Yep.
Yeah, though all the time. And then you're like, get to the Green Lantern, I'm bored. I don't want to hear about this. Yeah.
Also forgot the mummy joke.
What was the mummy joke?
Oh, you know, there's like a whole string of mummy jokes. Like,
mummy, what are you about? Shut up.
Why am I running in circles? Or I can only run in circles, whatever. Shut up or I'll nail your other foot to the floor.
Yes.
Those were kind of like popular.
Thank God there's the internet now. Oh my gosh.
What's the definition of pain?
Uh-huh.
Remember those jokes?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it because they are so awful.
They were.
They seemed hilarious when you were a kid.
Really, did it? Or did it just seem like it was a thing and it made
you feel?
Yeah,
I think
it was
this thing people made you feel.
It made you feel something.
Like,
remember, you're a kid and you just used to punch each other hard just to feel something because you were numb because you went, oh, existence.
Sack
When's
attack.
The internet going to be here?
Yep, directly.
I'm going to go play a video game. It's 8 pixels. Oh, just hit me hard. Let me cut myself, you know, just like, let me feel something, please. Wow. Yeah, no,
I don't really feel these, it's interesting that you're bringing this out. Tell me about your mother.
That's my other podcast.
That's your other, tell me about your mother?
That's right, Sneaky Mother. No, I remember my dad talking about how, when I was a kid, there was no TV, and you just went, well, that sounds ridiculous. How could you not have TV? We would all just sit around and listen to the radio. Cut to Grandpa. We didn't have radio. Well, what did you do? We'd sit around and read books.
That's funny. See, my dad would talk about TV shows that he watched when he was a kid.
Maybe I had older parents than you.
Maybe. A little bit older.
I think I had older grandparents probably than you. But yeah,
I mean,
the shows
were inexplicable.
Well, they were
that
all
he
sitting
watched.
Around in the living room regardless. Waiting for the thing to happen that we want to happen. You know, would something please come into the living room and entertain us so we don't have to talk to each other? Yeah, and then it happened, and that was a blessing, and that was TV, and it was glorious. And then the internet, and there's something coming that we don't even know about, that we'll just go,
yeah.
Oh, how
so
did
the
we live
idea,
now?
The idea that people are waiting for it doesn't seem very likely then. Because people, you know, 50 years in the future, some person, some smug fellow on his podcast or whatever.
Do you really think there'll be podcasts in the
future? No, there won't be. There'll be something different. But
no,
some
sir.
Person in
there'll
the
be like
equivalent...
Teletype.
The equivalent of, he'll be telexing to, I got a new telex cast. The
boy, the old Morse podcast.
The old Morse, yeah.
Yeah.
Morse code casts. They were quite the thing. Very popular. He would then the semaphore signal casts.
Yep.
Massively popular. Yep, everyone loved those signal lantern casts. I could go on all day.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could.
I think you're dry.
I have more.
I call you dry.
I have one more.
I think that cow ain't going to give no more milk, Dedrick. Give her another squeeze.
No, it's okay.
What else did they have after that, then?
Daguerreotype casts.
Okay, there was one more squirt. But it was mostly dust into the bucket.
It wasn't much of anything, really.
That's right.
It didn't even make sense,
this
actually.
This cow's given powdered milk.
It didn't even make any sense.
Let that cow alone. Let it go back into the barn.
Desperate. Scratching at the door. I was going to say something. Oh, the fact that if we're not waiting for the next big thing, we're enjoying the thing we have now. I don't think that our parents, TV or no TV, internet or no internet, were waiting for it. In fact, there's an internet now, and my parents could frankly give a shit.
Well, your parents, yes.
Yeah.
But I think they've seen the next big thing now, so they don't want to see the next thing after the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we are waiting for the next big thing. It's like, if Steve Jobs was still alive, and Steve Jobs went, hey, everybody, I got the next big thing. Holy cow. Everyone would just be, yeah, what is it? What is it? And you'd expect it to be great. And
spying on your phone.
Spying? Yes, that's right.
That's my next big thing, everyone.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you're not wrong. Siri, is this true? Oh, man, everything's great. Thank you, Siri. Siri says things are fine.
Siri thinks it's okay. That's
my
fine.
My wife just got the iPhone S, and she showed me. I was like, I got that Siri thing. And it's one of those situations where you get the new technology, and it's like, let me show you how it works. And then it's like about a half hour of, God damn it, this worked in the store.
That's
and it
right.
finally works. So she hands the phone to me, and she goes, you know, try it. And so I did something which I heard on a podcast, which was you ask Siri where she was made.
Okay.
So I'm like, Siri, where were you manufactured? Calling Riel, who's a friend of ours. Calling Riel. And it was like 2 in the morning. It's like, son of a bitch. I'm trying to turn it off. Like, Which is like, on my phone.
Riel, do you listen to this podcast? Now you know who called you at 2 a.m.
I've got the previous phone, which does have kind of a voice function that isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do things like, phone, email, and it would always go to Rush. It would always go to a Rush song that I've got on the phone.
Called Female?
On a lighted stage. It would just like always constantly go to Rush.
Because it liked Rush.
It really did.
I don't think you should get mad at your phone for liking Rush.
I didn't say do this in a rush and then it goes to Rush. But for some reason, everything. It was like email, take notes. It would be like, Rush. Yeah, clearly wants to hear some Rush right now.
Wow. So, and then if you said, where were you made? It said Canada.
Wow, that would be great if it was made in Canada.
Well, just Rush.
Oh, you're correct. You're correct about that. But no, I think people definitely, we've got something in us that always wants whatever the next thing is. That always wants the next thing coming down to, oh, sir, you do. Let me tell you about that. Because okay. Like,
I was shaking my head if you could.
We are doing a podcast right now. Mm-hmm. 4 years ago, you would never have thought of doing a podcast.
Yes, you would have.
Really? 4 years?
10 years ago.
5 years ago? When did they start? Ricky Gervais was kind of the
2006, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, let's go with that. Then let's go 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you would never have thought of doing a podcast.
No.
But then once it comes, I think there's a bit of something in you that wants whatever the next thing
well,
is.
Well, but
at
it's,
least creatively,
but I mean, it's happening. But 10 years ago, I wasn't thinking to myself, oh, if only there was a way to record a radio-like show and broadcast it on the computer.
But I think that I you wasn't have thinking enough that. In you that's like open to what comes next.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when there are people that every time there's a slight change, it's, oh, fuck it, who needs this? It's the thing of, like getting on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I remember when I went on Facebook, there was all these people that went like, I'm on MySpace and I don't need no stinking Facebook.
Okay.
Well, there's Twitter. Twitter? Why do I need Twitter? I got da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And there's people that are always like that. Even
yeah.
Facebook changes like a little bit of its font. Like, what the k-k-k-k-koo? And there's always going to be folks like that. And there's other people that I think are open to...
Yeah.
Look, things are going
to
move forward.
I am open to change.
You've got to accept... That's going to happen because if you're fighting it every step of the way, you're going to have a bit of a miserable time.
No, I'm open to change.
Right.
But my point was, though, is that we weren't waiting for that change. We weren't sitting. Like when I was living in the 70s, when I was a child in the 70s mm-hmm. and I was playing outside, I wasn't thinking to myself, gee, I wish someone would invent a toy that I could play on television and stay inside. I wasn't thinking that. But when it came, I was perfectly happy to play it. I was perfectly happy to play Atari or play Intellivision. You know, and when we got the ColecoVision, it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, but I wasn't waiting for the internet.
Man, I wanted a ColecoVision so bad.
You never got a ColecoVision?
Let me ask you a question about the ColecoVision.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had Duck Hunt.
Yep. Then you just like scratch off the first letter and make it dirty and everyone laughs. You could actually scratch off both first letters
mm-hmm.
and make it really dirty. That's a double dirty word. You could never have a game called Duck Hunt now. You could never. Those posters would never survive. But good for you back in the day, Atari. When you had Donkey
Coleco
Kong,
Pigeon.
You must have had Donkey Kong with the ColecoVision.
Of course you
second.
Did. Yeah, that was
did
the game.
Did you get all four levels or did you just get three levels?
Ian, I do not remember these sort of things.
I'm sure you do because like as a kid, you've got you've got sense memory right now.
No.
You remember climbing up some ladders.
Okay.
All right. Do you remember, was there a level where there was like, it was called Pie Factory or Cement Factory?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
That was in there.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what pisses me off.
I'm sure I remember that.
This is, and it's not a podcast without someone complaining about something absolutely nerdy and ridiculous, but I'm going to complain about this.
Let me just mark this off the checklist. Okay,
all
go
right,
ahead.
Good. Please do as much mime as possible on the podcast. It's great. Dave is doing this elaborate
I know you love
mime
that.
Thing.
It's for you.
It's great.
It's all for you, Ian.
It was very Marcel
I'm here
Marceau.
For you.
It had the pad had
I just
weight.
Want you to I want you to be in the moment.
I am in the moment. I'm
No.
Here.
You're not enough in the moment for me. I want you to be more in the moment.
No, I'm hoping for the future and what comes I hope a better joke comes from the future. That's what I'm wishing for. So if you had
just remember our utter exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. All right, Nintendo, they had Donkey Kong, but they had only three levels. They got rid of the pie level. So, like, okay, Nintendo wasn't as powerful a system as Coleco. Understood. But then when it got transferred to Game Boy, still, three levels.
Hmm.
Three levels.
Okay.
And every version that they've released since that time, only three levels. There's four levels. You know, it's once again, it's 2012. Give us the damn pie level.
Give us the pie level.
It's ridiculous. You can give me, like, a Super Mario 64 with 3D graphics, and he goes to, so many worlds... I was going to say numberless worlds, numerical worlds, worlds beyond number is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But by gosh, no, we can't get that fourth level. of Donkey Kong. Just so damn irritating. And I've, like, downloaded the game repeatedly. And every time it's like, oh, you screwed me again.
Wow.
Donkey Kong.
Well, that's another segment of the show there. Ian didn't get his pie level, and he's feeling pretty crusty about it.
Do you know how Donkey Kong got its name?
Well, not exactly. I'm sure it has something to do with mistranslating.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
The person who I wish I remembered his name is very famous, and I like him a lot, and he's great.
Arthur Godfrey.
That's absolutely right. Arthur Godfrey's Talent Hour. Wanted to.
You saw this on. Okay.
For the kids.
Okay.
And what they were doing was they had a game with a giant ape, and they wanted to call it something like King Kong. Of course, you can't call it King Kong. So
because King Kong would get angry.
That's
and
right.
Come and attack your city.
That's yes.
Okay.
King Kong was self-represented lawyer.
Yeah.
And so if you violated his copyright, he would actually come and smash things.
That's right.
He's
that's
much
right.
smaller than you think he was, because Mario is a very tiny man, much like Bruno Gerussi used to be on The Beachcombers. There's a reference. Anyway, so he was trying to think of a way of saying dumb ape.
Mm-hmm.
And jackass. If you're a jackass, you're a dummy.
Yeah.
And so I went, oh, donkey is the same as jackass. So he called him Donkey Kong, as in dumb ape. And so
oh, okay.
That's why it became Donkey Kong.
Oh, okay.
And then he had the sequel game. That was Donkey Kong Jr., the only game where Mario is a villain because he's capturing Donkey Kong. And then you had Donkey Kong 3, the worst of the bunch, where a little gardener.
Was it in 3D?
No, it was not.
Oh.
You really wouldn't want. I'm going to describe the plot of the game to you.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, when you hear Donkey Kong, what type of game do you think? I'm going to play a Donkey Kong game. Here's the things that are going to happen in
okay.
Donkey Kong game.
You have to jump.
Okay. There is jumping.
You have to climb.
There is a little bit of climbing.
And someone's throwing things at you.
Okay.
And you have to save someone.
Okay. Here's what happens.
Okay.
You are a gardener. All right.
Okay.
Donkey Kong is in your greenhouse, I think.
Okay.
I think it was a greenhouse. Some sort of, you know, you got plants. And he controls bugs, like bees and whatever.
Who controls bugs?
Donkey Kong.
Oh, okay.
As he does. As the apes control the bees.
Well-known.
Yeah, that's right.
Well-known
yeah.
part
Once
of nature.
Once again, this is in Book of Revelation.
Fact of nature.
And the ape shall control the bees.
Yes, one of the signs.
Right. So
it's one of the 13 sub-signs of the apocalypse.
So you, as the gardener, have to fight Donkey Kong. You've got some DDT,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to shoot him in the balls. And so you jump up repeatedly
okay.
and keep hitting Donkey Kong in the junk until he gets so high up.
You hit
a beehive.
You hit him in Donkey's
head.
Kong, is what you're
That's
saying.
That's right.
Okay.
It is Donkey Kong, and then the beehive falls on Donkey Kong's head, and you go, oh, that's the end of Donkey Kong. And then he comes back in the next level, the exact same deal. The other games all had four different distinct levels, unless we're playing them on Nintendo, in which case you got screwed. But this one, it was just more. You're back in that greenhouse, and you keep shooting him in the junk.
Really?
Yeah. It was just like shooting Donkey Kong in the nuts with DDT.
I never played that game.
Which is why Donkey Kong never had any more kids after Donkey Kong Jr. Oh. I know what you're saying. How about Diddy Kong? Diddy Kong was not Donkey Kong's child.
No, who was he? He was P. Diddy's?
That's right.
P. Diddy Kong.
P. Diddy. Oh, that's a very different game.
That's a totally different game. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. If you're... oh, God, this is getting really nerdy, even for me. In the modern Donkey Kong games, Donkey Kong from the old games is in fact... not the Donkey Kong from those games. He is Donkey Kong Jr. grown up.
Okay.
I look this stuff up on Wikipedia occasionally when I'm trying not to work.
Well, I'm glad Wikipedia has some use, because I have never found a use for it.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, someone has found a use for Wikipedia. Thank goodness.
Well, I'll tell you what it was used for. You used to sell encyclopedias.
Yep.
And now you no longer have to sell encyclopedias. You never have the option.
That's right. It took food out of my mouth.
It did take food out of your mouth, but it took encyclopedias off your back.
That's true.
You know, it took away a job that really no one wants.
No.
The encyclopedia door-to-door salesman is now no more because of Wikipedia. And frankly, good. If it did nothing else, good.
Yeah. I'm just kind of feeling sorry for Encyclopedia Britannica.
They're going to say for Encyclopedia Brown.
Encyclopedia Brown, that's right, because now he's Wikipedia Brown. Not the same.
Well, he just makes up shit. It's like, it was Bugs Meany. Why? Because, as you know, that weather patterns, rain always follows... You know, goes east, and that means that because he's dry, mm-hmm. he was not where he said he was. Wait, I don't think that's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
There's no citation.
There's no citation. Nice reference there. Well done.
Thank you.
I do like the idea of Wikipedia Brown mysteries.
That's why I'm paid. I'm a paid professional podcaster.
Oh, you are. Well, I'm just on for two more. You're on for 15
years.
So, folks, I will be back next week.
Speaking of numberless.
But Dave's going to be here for the whole damn run, 15 years into the future.
Yep.
You know,
who knows what it brings?
Do you know, here's why I don't 15 think years. You're looking forward to the future, because yeah. you know what your future is, and it's sitting on your ass right here in Hellcatty Studios. I come back in 15 years, you know, I don't know where I'll be. I'll have a jet pack. I'll be looking at holograms. I'll be doing all this stuff, and you're still going to be here with your trying to move the t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we should make some t-shirts.
Well, they're not so much t-shirts, they're more tube tops.
All right, we'll see. We'll throw that out there. If you're interested in a Sneaky Dragon tube top, just let us know.
Just let us know.
That's right.
Summer's coming.
Let's not make underpants, because you don't want to have Sneaky Dragon underpants.
No, you don't.
Because that Sneaky Dragon sometimes gets out, and then you got to shoot it with DDT to get it back up.
That's right.
Once again, I we always end these shows on notes that I don't approve of.
You regret?
Regrets, I have a few.
I have
a lot to mention.
I often have a lot of end-of-show regret. I feel that way too. Speaking of which, it's the end of the show.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We are here in Hellcatty Studios in Vancouver. If you're in Vancouver, do you want to come and see a show I'm doing live? I do a Moose Boosh over at Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew every Friday. We also have a show coming up January 19th called Titmouse. That's going to be going on at the Cosmic Zoo. We're going to be doing some Titmouse is my sketch group, but we're also having some stand-up. We're going to do some improv as well. It's going to be fun. And I also do sketches for a CBC show called The Irrelevant Show. So that just came back on the air on CBC. So, you know, you can go to your podcast station where you downloaded this and download some of those. And they're pretty fun.
All right, everyone. Well, and on Saturday, I'm going to be at home eating dinner.
What are you going to have?
Not sure yet.
Like a protein and then a couple of vegetables?
Yep.
Sounds great.
That's where I'll be.
That does sound good. And then, of course, next week, Dave will be here, as he will be for the next 15 years.
Yes.
Fair enough. This is the future. Sneaky Dragon. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Ian.
And I'm David.
Good night.
Thanks, everyone.
Goodbye. Good afternoon. Good morning, wherever you are.
Arrivederci.